Fred Rogers is among the most important figures ever in children's television, but the new Tom Hanks movie about Mr. Rogers centers on his friendship with a grown man. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll spoke with the journalist whose article inspired the film, Tom Juno, and Marielle Heller, who directed It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Tom, the film is set in 1998, and the journalist character in It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is based on you, but he's not you exactly. Can you explain the difference?
Sure. He is Lloyd Vogel, and Lloyd Vogel has a slightly different background and attitude than I did. Lloyd is estranged from his dad, whereas I was not. I had a really complicated relationship with my dad, but it was not to the point of estrangement. And, you know, and I had some things that were going on, you know, then, but Lloyd has anger going on. And that is one of the driving, you know, forces of the movie and sort of is the thing that propels him until he meets Fred.
Marielle, you directed the film, but it's not really a biopic about Fred Rogers, right? Can you talk about that?
You know, you can't actually make Mr. Rogers the protagonist of a narrative film. He made a great subject for the documentary, which was so beautiful. But he's too far in his emotional evolution to really be the lead of a narrative movie, but he makes a great antagonist. He had the ability to meet people at this point in their life where something needed to shift, and he could be that catalyst for that change.
The film is about what Mr. Rogers has to say to adults and not just his parents. One of the things I've seen you say that I thought was interesting was kind of his alternative version of masculinity, right? Mm-hmm. About how a man should be. And what interested you about that?
I guess I feel like I don't see a lot of versions of masculinity that are varied. I don't see versions of men and masculinity that include things like caring for a child, crying, hugging, you know, these things that are values that we just don't tend to put into movie versions of what we see when it comes to men. And I thought, in many ways, Fred embodied a type of masculinity we don't allow for.
That was what pretty much drew me to Fred, and I think, in a way, Fred to me. I mean, I grew up with a dad who had really, really specific ideas of what manhood entailed, and really, really specific, you know, sort of beliefs about the power of his own machismo. So it was, you know, meeting Fred. I mean, it turned, you know, my world and my expectations upside down.
One of the threads in the movie and in your article was finding out that he's pretty much the same guy off screen as on screen, but also that there's a lot more to him. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Fred said the simplest things and he behaved in the simplest ways. And yet all of those things are incredibly complex. The most famous thing that he said is, you know, you are special. I mean, that's been interpreted and misinterpreted, you know, over the years. And really, I think that he was doing something as complex as coming up with a secular bit of language for what to him was a sacred concept, which is that we are all loved and been loved into being. But he didn't say that. He said, you are special. And that's who Fred was. I mean, he was as simple as that, and he was as deep as that.
And Tom, you talk about this a lot in your article, too, and of course it's a theme of the movie as well, how hard he had to work at being Mr. Rogers. He's no cardboard saint. He's a human being. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
The thing that I really give Mario great, great credit for is to emphasize that for Fred, kindness itself was a practice. It was something that you work at. It took discipline. It took strength. And, you know, a lot of people think that kindness is sort of like almost like a passive thing, it's like an apple that drops from a tree. Whereas, you know, if you watch the movie, you realize that kindness is at a very high branch, and that Fred, you know, reached for that and worked to reach for it, you know, like every day of his life.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll talking with journalists Tom Juneau and Marielle Heller, who directed It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. The film, which was largely shot in Pittsburgh, opens nationwide today.